Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Yes, I am a chili head. There, I have said it publicly. I am now on the road to recovery. But wait, I want to be a chili head. You see, as a scientist and the past director of the Chili Pepper Research Lab, I have grown hundreds of varieties of chilies and tasted them all, some with this pleasant heat and others where your eyes pop out of your head. And boy, is it messy when you have to put them back in. So don't think, hey, I'm a chili head. You see, I am letting you know that there are chili heads all across this country, actually across the world, who just love the taste of chilies and hey, the sensation of the heat that goes along with it. And if you don't think I'm one, I actually have chili pepper lights that get strung in all of my windows around Christmas time, and I have chili pepper lights that go on my Christmas tree. Well, obviously, as an organic gardener, I grow an abundance of chilies. Just like every gardener, you must do something with your bounty. Today, I'm going to share with you many ways to enjoy your chili peppers with family and friends. As the growing season is upon us, many people ask, what should they do with the abundance of fruits and vegetables? My good friend, Inspector Dave, who is often a guest on the show and a brilliant organic gardener, not only shares his bounty with his neighbors and his family and friends, but I'm going to let you know that he does it with people in the community because he also helps out with the community garden. He will go down and educate them. He actually gives tours of his gardens to show them what theirs can be like, which is part of that, you know, sharing experience. But then he also shares the bounty so they get to taste what it's like in an organic garden. And his chiropractor, who is also mine, loves cucumbers. The good doctor receives a basket of cucumbers during the summertime each week from Inspector Dave. So now I'm going to discuss methods of storage of my number one crop, chili peppers, plus many other choices for your bushels of chilies. This year, you know, I know that as all years, I have an abundance because I grow some in the organic garden and I grow some in containers. So let's start ornamentally, which can also be eaten. And people are going, you mean you can eat a decoration? And the answer is yes. Imagine eating something that you can display inside your home. Stringing together chilies to make ristras or simple decor is easy to do. First, play a little bluegrass music. Well, this is necessary for me. All right, okay, you select your favorite genre of music. Now get out a needle and thread. That is needle and thread. So excited sometimes I fumble my words there. I use red thread. You can use any color, but it obviously is going to blend in with many of the red chilies. And you begin piercing the top of the pepper from one side through the other. Repeat this until you have the desired length of ristra you're looking for. It is important to do this while the chilies are fresh off the plant. Hang them and they will dry, providing with a little southwest decor. And if you so desire, you can break off a few of the dried chilies, you do this from the bottom, for the flavoring of your next meal. So you see, you can get both. You get this really cool, I'm telling you, and I have ristras hanging all over my home. Some is for the southwest decor, and then the other is because I like eating them, but people walk in and they go, man, that's so cool. How'd you do that? And it's so easy to do it, as I just explained. It should be noted that all peppers are chilies, even bell peppers. The heat of a pepper is measured in Scoville units. Some have zero and others a million. If you want to know more or are planning for your next season, go to chiliplants.com. That's C-H-I-L-E because that's chili. It's not like chili, the chili you're eating or chili outside. They're they always have over 500 varieties of chilies there. And I've done some research with Jeannie, and that's actually Cross Country Nurseries, the farm that's there. And if you have a question about chilies or which one is right for you, the heat, you can email the chili goddess at chiliplans.com. Well, guess what? I visit my parents often, love them. Bringing them dried chilies or fresh, and it puts a smile on their faces. Culturally, as Italians, they eat hot peppers all the time. Find out if a friend you have, or someone you're going to visit, could be a friend, family, neighbor, if they love the sensation of heat, and make a ristra to bring to them. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, I have spoken on other shows about how to jar peppers. And you can go listen to those, but not now, because you need to finish listening to this one. Well, my number one chili that I grow is the Tam Veracruz. Well, a year ago, at the end of the season, the Tams, they were just about finished producing. I had so many Italian cayenne hot longs still on the plants. I figured, yeah, I should make a few jars just to see how they stood up. You see, because the waxy cuticle and the flesh of the chili, some will jar better than others. And I experiment. Hey, part of gardening is experimenting every single year. And wait till you find out. And I'm not going to tell you on this show, but wait till you find out what my experimental plant is this year, because I'm going to do a show specifically on it. Well, I recently opened up one of those jars of the Italian cayenne long hots. And I am telling you, they were excellent. Better yet, I still have a few more jars left. It is imperative that part of the jarring process includes the date jarred and the variety of pepper with a permanent black marker on the cap. Hey, just think about this. Even when you're just putting something in the freezer, you just bought it from a store. Always wise to just so you know how old it is, because sometimes things get lost a little bit. But with the jarring of peppers, because I actually have them in date order numerically from the first one I jarred of the season straight through, and I organize them in the cases that way because I jar very many peppers, and those dates and the type of peppers are written on the cap because I want to make sure that I'm eating them in sequential order because I don't want to eat something that's young and have something sitting there that's way old. So just real important to consider that. Any crushing of dried chilies in a blender. This is how I make my dried crushed red pepper seed. You need to get it dedicated. And I'm babbling again because I guess, you know, once I hear this, because I had it on my eggs this morning, you need to dedicate that one blender for the purpose of just dry, or just crushing. Otherwise, your blender will have heat inside of it. The chemical in chilies that makes them hot is capsaicin. Even after washing the blender thoroughly, that heat, that chemical is still present. So one blender just for it. I wash it out well, store it away, just use it for that purpose. I have told this story in the past about the varying degrees of heat that people can tolerate, or I should really say they enjoy the amount of heat based on the variety of chilies. Well, Cousin Robbie came up to visit, and Cousin Robbie said to me, "Man, I love hot, and I know you grow hot." I said, "Rob, some of the stuff I grow is like crazy hot, hotter than..." "Oh, no, no. I eat the hottest. You can't give me anything that's too hot." So that morning, Rob wakes up. I said, "What do you want?" He wants some eggs. "Hey, I'm hosting. I'm going to make some breakfast." And I make some eggs and sunny side up. That's what he wants. And I put a little bit of my Centennial chilies on it. And Robbie takes a bite and just looks up at me with his eyes bulging out. Remember, I told you, his didn't fall out this time, but they were bulging out. And he goes, "I can't eat this." I said, "I told you." See, some people just have that. Again, because there are so many varying degrees of heat, you need to be careful. But you see, Robbie was raised, obviously, by my Uncle Carmen. And you see, in this Italian family we grew up, I remember this. We were at a wedding. I must have been about 17 or 18 years old. And Uncle Carmen is going table to table at a wedding, at a reception, with his own jar of hot peppers, passing them out, and everyone's eating them and enjoying them. So you see, it's just, again, sort of bred inside of us, but there are varying degrees of heat in those chilies. So you just, hey, you know what? And people do adapt, I guess, the greater amount of heat you eat, you will adapt to that. And sometimes people want to expand upon that and go further. And me, I've got to a level, and I'm not crazy hot, but it's pretty hot. But what I do is, like with the dried chilies, I can control the amount of heat I am actually putting on the food, so I know exactly what to put in. There's a thought for you. So as you prepare this year's garden, you need to develop a plan for the abundance of whatever crops you are growing. My plan is now in place. Now I'm off to help Nick, the owner of Palada Hops Hot Sauce. Again, babbling because I'm excited. Nick is a great man. He is the owner, and I'll say it slowly. He's the owner of Palada Hot Sauce. And I'm going to help him sow his seeds by the thousands for his hot chili peppers, because I know what he does with his abundance. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.